عاقبة المتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اقترب للناس حسابهم وهم في غفلة معرضون. صدق الله العظيم وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. All praises are due to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that Allah who is mine and your soul sustainer, cherisher, nourisher and protector, that Allah who has created time and he has made some moments more sacred than others. We praise him, we seek his help, and we ask for his forgiveness. And we bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and that our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and final messenger, our teacher, our mentor, and our guide, Nabi Pak Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected elders and friends, the dawn of another year, of another Islamic year, does not simply mark the passage of time. It is a call to reflection, a call to action, and a call to embrace the spirit of Hijrah. A call to embrace the spirit of Hijrah and migration. Firstly, we ask the question that why did the Isra begin with Hijrah? The Islamic calendar did not begin with the birth of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Islamic calendar did not begin with the first revelation. The Islamic calendar did not begin when the first battle of Islam took place, the Battle of Badr. And yet these were great occasions in the history and in the annals of Islamic history. But the Islamic calendar began with the migration from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Medina al-Munawwara. Why, my friends? Because the migration, the Hijrah, was not just a change of geography. It was a transformation of destiny. The migration was not just a change of geography, but it was a migration and a transformation of destiny. The Hijrah was a turning point where pain was turned into purpose. Where persecution into progress, it marked the beginning and the birth of a civilization where truth reigned over tribalism and mercy over oppression. My respected friends and audience, let this hijrah inspire movement in your life. Movement from sin to obedience. From heedlessness to presence. From selfishness to service. And from despair to hope. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so beautifully said, "Wal muhajir man hajara ma naha Allahu an." Who is a person who migrates? Who is a true muhajir? It is that person who leaves behind
what Allah has forbidden. Who is a true muhajir? That person who leaves behind what Allah has forbidden. It takes courage to move. It takes resolve to change. But the reward is divine. The reward is divine. The soul that migrates, the soul that migrates from darkness to light, finds gardens in the thorns of the night. The soul that migrates from darkness to light will find gardens in the thorns of the night. Ask yourself, what must I leave behind and what must I walk towards? What must I leave behind and what must I walk towards? That's the first thing. Secondly, Hijrah is a reminder that Islamophobia is as old as Islam itself. Let us not forget, Hijrah was born out of Islamophobia. Why did Hijrah come about? What was the cause of the Nabi of Allah migrating from Makkah to Medina? It was nothing but Islamophobia. A hostility towards the truth, a fear of the justice of Islam, and a hatred for the submission to Allah Rabbul Alameen. The Nabi of Allah and his companions were driven from their homes for no crime other than saying La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. That was the only thing. They said La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, and they were driven. Today, this Islamophobia wears different faces. Media narratives, selective justice, genocide, and a concerted attempt to transform Muslim identity. Since 9/11, over 5 million Muslim lives have been lost to war. Over 70% of all displaced people on earth are believers, are Muslims. The cries of Gaza, the wounds of Kashmir, the exile of Sudan, what do they echo? They echo the cries of Bilal. They echo the cries of Sumayya. And they echo the cries of Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu as they were pushed out of their homeland. What is the main crime today of the Palestinians? What do the world want? They want them to be pushed out from their homeland. Didn't this happen to our Sahaba ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in? But my friends, they walked. What they did? They walked because Allah was calling. And they understood that faith is not an escape from pain. It is the strength to walk through it with purpose. When you got iman, you will experience pain. My respected elders and friends, and Allah has reassured me and you. Allah has reassured me and you. وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا أَمَّا يَعْمَلُ الظَّالِمُونَ إِنَّمَا يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ لِيَوْمٍ تَشْخَصُ فِيهِ الْأَبْصَارِ. Allah has reassured me and you that do not think that Allah is unaware of the oppressors do. He only delays them until a day when eyes will stare in horror. The new year is a reminder that life is no more than an obstacle course. Life is no more than an obstacle course where you have to navigate through various hurdles which draws you closer to your Creator. When the soul finds no space to breathe in the valleys of oppression. Listen to this. When the soul finds no space to breathe in the valleys of oppression, it spreads its wings in the skies of divine direction. My respected elders and friends, number three, Hijrah is a journey. That life is a journey from one abode to another, from one stage to another. The greater Hijrah is not from one land to another. It is a journey of life itself. From the womb to the tomb. From the womb to the grave. From Allah back to Allah. From Allah back to Allah. اِقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُعْرِضُونَ Allah reminds me and you that closer and closer to mankind comes their reckoning. Yet they turn away in heedlessness, Allah says. Don't they realize that from Allah to Allah, we are all travelers. Each pulse draws a closer and closer to our final end. It reminds us that life is a continuous movement from childhood to adulthood, from ignorance to knowledge, from sin to repentance. Each of these stages calls for courage, sacrifice, and a trust in Allah's plan. Just as the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left behind Makkatul Mukarrama for a greater purpose, we too must sometimes let go to grow. We have to let go to grow. Ultimately, our life journey ends in the final abode, our meeting with Allah Rabbul Alameen. Man ahabba liqa' Allah, ahabba liqa'ahu. He who loves to meet Allah, Allah loves to meet him. My respected elders and friends, that is why the Nabi of Allah said, be in this world as though you are a stranger or a traveler. Travel light. You know, people generally tell you when you're going overseas, what they tell you? Travel light. They tell you, travel light. When you go for Umrah, they say travel light. I say when you go from this dunya to Akhirah, travel light. How must you travel light? Let go of the burdens of pride. Let go of the baggage of envy. Let go of the baggage of arrogance and sin. Let go of the baggage of me, Anna, I am somebody, my wealth, my power, my authority. وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا أَمَّا يَعْمَلُ الظَّالِمُونَ My respected elders and friends, the world is a station, not a destination. The world is a what? A station. Not a destination. Yes. What do we do at the station? We relax. When we're in transit, what do? We're looking at the watch. I need to move. I got a flight to catch. I need to get to my destination. That is how we have to live in this world. Unfortunately, many of us have come here like we're going to live forever. Palatial homes. Of prices that you cannot think of. Kitchens worth 15 million and 10 million and 5 million. Cars worth, leave alone a car that I'm driving. Even my children and my wife and your wives are driving more with the car that I'm driving. I don't know what the owner is driving. The world is a station, not a destination. Number four, the new year reminds us of the gift of time. Time is eternal, but we are not. Time is eternal, but we are not. By the oath of time, Allah takes an oath on time because time passes quickly. There will come a time, a hadith that is mentioned in Musnad Ahmad, there will come a time when a year will pass like a month. A month like a week, and a week like a day. Everybody is saying, but half the year is finished already. Anybody you talk to, you say, Maulana, but today is Friday already. Just the other day was Friday. Half the year is finished. We're already in July. Just now it's October. Then it's December. What you think? You're going to live forever. Time that passes can never return. Time has seen the rise and the falls of many empires. Many empires. You think today's empires are great. There were empires that came before. They also went. They also came and they also left. Time is free, but it is priceless. You cannot own it, but you can use it. You cannot keep it, but you can spend it once we get it back. Once you lose it, you never get it back. My respected elders and friends, what are we doing with our time? Remember, we do not kill time. Time kills us. We do not kill time. Time kills us. Wise were the words of the one who said. What did he say? He says, I expect to pass through this world but once. Any good, therefore, that I can do, any kindness that I can show to any creature, let me do it now. Let me not defer or neglect it, for I shall not pass this way again. Every moment gone is a part of a life that we can never reclaim. Make it vital to spend your time wisely. It offers a chance to renew intentions, to set meaningful goals, and to grow spiritually. Fifthly, my friends, Hijrah seems like a defeat, but in reality, it planted the seeds of victory. Hijrah from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Medina seemed like a defeat, but it planted the seeds of victory. What seemed like unbearable persecution during the Hijrah ended with the conquest of Makkah al-Mukarramah. Sometimes in life, what breaks you builds you. Understand that. Sometimes in life, what breaks you builds you. He who sees only the thorns will miss the roses growing beside them. Hijrah appeared to be a retreat as the Nabi of Allah and his followers left their beloved homeland under persecution. But in reality, it was a strategic step guided by divine wisdom, laying the foundation for a strong and united Muslim community in Madinatul Munawwara. And the effect of that migration, till today, if you go to Medina, you find that love and muhabbat for Medina. It turned isolation into solidarity. It turned weakness into strength. From migration emerged a society that was built on justice, brotherhood, and faith. What seemed like a loss initially was in fact the beginning of Islam's greatest victories. It teaches us to trust in Allah. It teaches us to trust in Allah. So in life, what breaks you builds you. The scholar Amir ibn Abi Qais, rahimahumullah, once said, he said, when I read 4 verses in the morning, I no longer worry about my day. SubhanAllah. He said, when I read 4 verses in the morning, I no longer worry about my day. مَا يَفْتَحِ اللَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ رَحْمَةٍ فَلَا مُمْسِكَ لَهَا. This is the first verse I read. Whatever mercy Allah opens for people, none can withhold. Number two, وَإِن يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِضُرٍّ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُوَ. If Allah afflicts me with harm, no one can remove it. Number three, سَيَجْعَلُ اللَّهُ بَعْدَ عُسْرِ يُسْرًا. Allah will bring ease after every difficulty. And lastly, he says, وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. That there is no creature on earth except that its provision is for Allah. When I read these 4 verses in the morning, I have no worry for the day. In conclusion, my friends, a new year, a new you. A new year, make this intention. Inshallah. Say inshallah, brothers. Inshallah. A new year, a new you. The Islamic New Year is not for celebration, but it is for renewal. It's not for fireworks, but it is for focus. Not for forgetfulness, but for forgiveness. So as the sun has set on the old year and the moon has ushered into the new year, ask yourself, what will I migrate from and what will I migrate towards? What will I migrate from and what will I migrate towards? Let us not wait for tragedy to soften our hearts. Let us not wait for tragedy to soften our hearts when Allah is calling us with love, with time, and with truth. أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Has the time not come? Allah says. Has the time not come? Yes, the time of awakening has come. The time to return has come. And the time to rise once again has come. Allahumma barik lana fi amina al-jadid. Allah bless us in this new year. Waj'al bidayatahu khayra. Make its beginning a one of goodness. Wa awsatuhu rushta. Make its middle a means of guidance. وَنِهَايَتُهُ تَوْفِيقًا وَنَجَاحًا. And its end is success and prosperity. Amen. Ya Rabbul Alameen. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah. Rabbil Alameen. الحمد لله وحده أعز الإسلام بالهجرة فأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمد عبد الله ورسوله أدى الأمانة وبلغ الرسالة ونصح الأمة صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين تمسكوا بالسنة أما بعد فيا عباد الله أوصيكم ونفسي أولا بتقوى الله والتمسك بالسنة في السر والعلن إخوة الإيمان كلما أهل الهلال المحرم الحرام تذكر المسلمون تاريخ الحجرة والنبوية على صاحبها الصلاة والسلام فإن الحجرة تجدد الإيمان حيث كان المسلمون في قلة وضعف مستهم البأساء والضراء وزلزلوا حتى يقول الرسول والذين آمنوا معه متى نصر الله فأجاب سبحانه وتعالى بقوله ألا إن نصر الله قريب كما أخبر ذلك سبحانه في قوله واذكروا إذ أنتم قليل مستضعفون في الأرض تخافون أن يتخطفكم الناس فآواكم وأيدكم بنصره ورزقكم من الطيبات لعلكم تشكرون. إخواني في الله، لما رأى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أن أهل مكة لم تتهيئ عقولهم ولم يسطع نور الإسلام في قلوبهم، دعا ربه دعوة المظلوم فاستجاب سبحانه وأذن له بالخروج إلى المدينة. فيا أمة الرسول، تذكروا ثم تفكروا في تلك الليلة التي هاجر فيها نبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلي رضي الله عنه، مستجاع على فراشه والأعداء على بابه، فأخشاهم الله تعالى وهم لا يبصرون. فهاجر معه سيدنا أبو بكر الصديق رضي الله عنه، أشار إلى ذلك قوله تعالى إلا تنصروه فقد نصره الله إذ أخرجه الذين كفروا ثاني اثنين إذ هما في الغار إذ يقول لصاحبه لا تحزن إن الله معنا. هناك يا أمة الرسول، أول ما عمل وقام به في المدينة بناء المسجد النبوي، فكان يدعو أثناء البناء والتعمير بقوله اللهم لا عيش إلا عيش الآخرة واغفر للأنصار والمهاجر. بعد ذلك فتح الله على نبيه وأصحابه فتحا حتى دخل مكة فاتحا متواضعا، فدخل الكعبة وطهرها من الأصنام والأوثان وعفى عن المعاندين الظالمين قائلا لا تثريب عليكم اليوم، اليوم يوم المرحمة، فلا هجرة بعد الفتح ولكن جهاد ونية. فصدق الله العظيم، وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه، وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه، وعن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين. الله الله في أصحابي، لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واخذل من خذل الدين، اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم، منصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم انصر المظلومين والمستضعفين في كل مكان يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم نجي المستضعفين من المؤمنين، اللهم أنجي المستضعفين من المؤمنين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين، اللهم ارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين، رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. والحمد لله رب العالمين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقم الصلاة. Brothers, let us ensure that our steps are straight, shoulder to shoulder with our heels in line. Let us try to stand as close as possible, putting in the gaps. Allah will unite our hearts, inshallah, just by means of making sure that we stand as close as possible to each other. And whilst we're doing that, we are reminded of this great opportunity every Friday that we have to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An amazing advice that I had read last night of Hazrat Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala an, he mentions that, in my knowledge, I find that the day of Friday to be the greatest day to give my charity. He said, the greatest day, according to me, Hazrat Sa'ad radiallahu an mentioned this in one of his advices. Many Sahaba also echoed the same. He said, the greatest day for me to distribute my charity is on the day of Yawmul Jum'ah, subhanAllah. And what a great opportunity Allah has blessed me and you with, that every Friday we have this opportunity to give our charity in no other place other than the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where so many great a'mal and actions take place, salah, reading of the Quran, hips class, madrasa, children learning, children teaching, subhanAllah. And that is the legacy we leave behind, that tomorrow when we know our, that is what is going to help us, inshallah. Allah give us that understanding. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي مرى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ها
هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارك مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الله أكبر استغفر الله استغفر الله اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم ارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم عيننا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.